And now it's time for the Scrub Brothers Show. We're putting the body back together. Listen in and learn how amazing the human body is. Learn in a way that's a bit irreverent and thought-provoking. And now it's time to check in for your appointment with the Scrub Brothers.
Hey folks, we are back, the Scrub Brothers, with our phenomenal producer, Rob. And Rob, your body is amazing. Just thought I'd throw that out there for you. Just shout out to Rob. Amazing body. Rob, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. Had a couple of really neat things. And, you know, when you talk to some folks, they are not interested in the same things that you are, which is understandable. For me, I just love being outdoors. I love Arizona history and all the Native American ancient history that surrounds this place. But I ran into a guy, actually, who's a guy doing some landscape, and I just love this guy. Started talking to him. He's been here forever and a day. And he actually found a cavalry 1880s buckle in the wash across the street from our house.
Really?
Well, because we knew that the cavalry remount station is right down from where we live. That's where there's water that's still there all the time. There's a house there that's got palm trees. The gal actually bought the house and wanted them to drain the pond, and they said, this is where the water comes out. So the cavalry remount station is actually down the street. And he also told me, he said, I will tell you, because I know where this gold mine is back, and everybody does, it's not a secret. They mined the heck out of that place for the 20 years that I know of. He said, I will tell you, I can show you where a Spanish cross is carved into those rocks, just like the one that they found in the superstition. So believing then that the Spanish are the first ones, because he said that's why they put the gold mine there, because the slag was coming out, and that's why the Spanish were up Cave Creek. They went up there and followed the water flow.
No kidding. Yes. That is so wild. Have you ever read the book, Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee?
No.
I'm reading it. Oh, my gosh.
It's got to be a tear.
It's a tear your heart up book.
Yeah.
These poor people. It is a tear your heart up book.
You know, and I think we should talk a little bit more about that in a future show, John, because I was totally unaware of the plight of Native American folks until I figured, hey, they're doing good. They ain't getting government money and everything's got to be great, you know. And John's involvement with the Native American people up in the Dakotas right now has been eye-opening for me, because I just figured everybody's having a good time.
They
got casinos, man. They're probably just laying around doing, playing board games all day.
It is a tragedy here within our borders, and it makes me throw up. It is that bad.
Well, I hope you get it straightened out.
We're going to talk about medical inequalities on one of the shows, because we have them right here in our own country, which should be an embarrassment. Today we're talking about high blood pressure. What's your blood pressure, Mike? Do you know?
Well, right now. Actually, it goes up and down so much. I mean, if I'm sitting around and everything's good.
No, your blood pressure.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, I mean, go ahead.
You got this little blue pill, and it's fine.
Yeah.
It goes up.
Yeah.
It goes down.
Oh, man. By the way,
is your blood pressure?
How do people take that anyway?
The blue pill or the blood pressure?
The blood pressure question. Usually it's about, usually.
Rob, why?
Usually it's about, let's say it's a buck 26 over 80. It can go down and up. Yeah. Sometimes, when you're working, you can feel it go wham, 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 But getting back to the blue pill, I don't know how people take those. Because I've taken that one time just to kind of see what happens. All it did, give me a headache.
So it's funny. So we use that to treat patients with pulmonary hypertension, because it's a vasodilator. That's how it works. And so if you have pulmonary hypertension, it dilates your pulmonary arteries. One form of it does, but it also dilates blood vessels in your head, which is cause a headache.
So
definitely give you a headache.
Boy, I tell you what, I don't know if you take enough aspirin to make it worth your while.
Rob, you know what your blood pressure? How does this even start, Rob? I'm blaming you. What's your blood pressure?
It's 117 over 78.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What's high blood pressure, guys? What do you think? High blood pressure doesn't need to be all that high. I mean, you have actually elevated blood pressure when you're systolic, the top number is over 120.
Is that right?
Yeah.
The longest time, it was 130 over almost 90.
So that is high blood pressure.
But the doc would always say to me, yeah, this is not something I'm going to put you on medicine for yet, just a little more exercise every time.
Yeah, so
it always
old school.
Seemed to be 130 over 90.
Yeah, so that's a little old school thinking. I mean, we talked about gum disease, a silent killer, a couple of weeks ago. Blood pressure is the silent killer. I mean, people walk in all the time with really high blood pressure that they either know about it and don't treat purposely, or they don't know about it and they're in the ER, and they're like, oh, my God, your blood pressure is really high.
Hey, John, can I stop you for a second? Because I think this is really important, because I kind of understand what the blood pressure is, quote, but can you explain what systolic is, what diastolic is, and two numbers? What do they even mean?
Yeah, smart. Thanks. So it's the systolic over the diastolic. So systolic is the the pressure when your heart contracts, that, and it's the bigger number, so it's the 120 to 220 and higher even. The diastolic is your resting. It's when your heart...
Blump.
When your heart,
it's the blump.
It's well, or it's the blump. It's blump, when your blump. Heart fills with blood.
Okay.
So it's the lower number. So it's the pressure that's coursing through your blood vessels, through your arteries.
After the big pump.
After the big pump.
Oh, okay.
And then the pressure that's left over when your heart fills with blood. And the problem is that if you have high blood pressure, that creates end organ damage. So it hurts your kidneys. It can hurt your heart over time. It can hurt your brain.
Is that because the pressure is in the vessels higher than the vessels were designed to take?
That is the perfect description of it.
Okay, so it's almost like a hose, and you're overpressuring a hose.
You're overpressuring the hose, but then you're overpressuring the flowers that the hose waters.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And after a long period of time, it's insidious. You start getting end organ changes. So your kidney disease is one of the things that really gets trashed. So, you know, African Americans have a much higher incidence of high blood pressure just genetically. And so we'd see these folks come in and they have end organ changes. They have visual problems. You look in their eyes and they have retinal hemorrhages. You know, you use the ophthalmoscope.
When you say end organ, though, you mean what do you, what
so
category?
The end organs that you always think of are really heart, brain, eyes, lungs, kidneys are the big ones. And they, over time, get the blood vessels in those organs get damaged, so those organs don't work as well. So people come in the ED all the time, and they say, oh my God, I was at Walgreens, they had that blood pressure cuff, my blood pressure is really high. So they come in, and I said, okay, great, are you on blood pressure medicine? Yes or no? Okay, great. And if you have any sign of, are you short of breath? Are you having chest pain? Do you have any signs of neurologic impairments? I look in their eyes to see if they have any retinal hemorrhages, and do some blood tests. And a lot of times they're all normal. And I said, okay, so you had transiently, you know, high blood pressure. It was high on one time. It's high here maybe because you're in the ER. And a lot of times people go in the ER who have normal blood pressure, but they have, it's called like white coat hypertension. Mm-hmm. They get anxious around healthcare center. And everybody does.
Yeah.
But if you go home and have a blood pressure machine at home, or you're in a place that's not causing anxiety, and you take your blood pressure and it is persistently high, you know, greater than really 120 to 130 systolic, greater than 80 diastolic, the bottom number, it's time to get some evaluation for high blood pressure.
So when you said old school too, because when Rob said that, I've heard that before, and now, like the fellow that I had just seen not too long ago, he was really freaky about it. You know, he was much more concerned with the numbers than Rob's fellow was, and like you said, that was old school. So what does that mean, old school?
So, you know, realistically, if you're persistently over a systolic of 130 and diastolic over 80, you know, like in the old days, that was like, oh, yeah, you know, blood pressure's not too bad. It's okay.
Yeah, right.
And now it'll be like, yeah, we need to start looking at that. So what do you need to do? So they, you know, things that predispose you to it are obesity, getting older, caffeine.
So why is it older? Because all the tissues are losing their elasticity. Is that why?
So that's certainly one reason. And the problem is if you don't catch it early, it becomes irreversible. So the little capillary beds, the tiny little blood vessels in your organs get permanently destroyed. And then the organs get permanently destroyed. And it's really kidneys, brain, and heart. So people with long standing high blood pressure have significant problems with ischemic heart disease, where their hearts get really big on their x-rays, and they get what's called heart failure, or congestive heart failure, where the heart's not pumping hard enough to get the blood through it, and it's pumping against this high-pressure system that's built up over time.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I had no clue why it was such a big deal. Because me, I was just cavalier. He gave me medication, like my doc, but I was like, you know, I feel fine right now. You know, I take it during the, I know. He gave me that look like you're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, so that's the problem. Everybody, for the longest time, they feel fine in their blood pressure. That's why it's called the silent killer. You generally feel fine unless your blood pressure gets so high you have end organ changes. And generally, people come in with headache. And they might come in with acute congestive heart failure. But it's the number one cause of ischemic stroke. You know, people who have stroke, they probably have had and have long-standing hypertension.
Wow.
One of the causes, but it's the most common cause. The most common cause of left heart failure is high blood pressure and a renal disease.
So if you let me go back to the stroke just a second. So if you have a stroke, in my mind, it's because you have a blockage, but you're saying a stroke probably is because you could, quote, rupture a capillary. Is that what happens?
So there's hemorrhagic strokes, which is bleeding, and there's non-hemorrhagic strokes, which is often clot or spasm. But with long-standing hypertension, the blood vessels are much less elastic, and they're much more predisposed to clots and spasm. Yeah. And so that's really the.
All right, I'll start taking the pills.
The cause it. I cannot believe you just admitted that.
Well, you know, I hate
to like a redheaded stepchild.
You know, I mean, yeah, okay. No, so, I swear, I just thought, I just kind of cavalier about it. I'm like, yeah, my blood pressure up a little bit. It's up and down. Who cares? It gets up when I run, and you know, I get ticked at work or something.
Yeah, up when you're going. But up when you run is that you want your blood pressure to be up and your pulse to be up when you run, obviously to a certain point. But when you're resting, when you're sitting here laughing, joking around. Now, I notice you're drinking Monster. That will cause your blood pressure to go up. Excessive alcohol consumption, more than 3 drinks a day. For men,
drives
2 drinks
a day
for women. Absolutely. High sodium diet, more than 3,000 milligrams of salt a day. Do you know how much salt you take a day?
No idea.
I have no idea.
Zero.
I was very cognizant of it for a while, and there is salt in everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, how does salt... Okay, besides, quote... I'm thinking of salt's bad because it dehydrates you, so your blood volume is thicker and less. There's less blood volume, so why would salt affect that?
Well, increased salt in your intravascular system actually pulls fluid into your cardiovascular system, and it definitely causes increased blood pressure.
By increasing
it would increase your blood volume because your blood is more hyperosmotic.
Okay, so it's
hyperosmolar.
Okay, so it's pulling the water out of the tissues into your
intravascular system.
Okay, I didn't get that. I didn't understand that. Okay.
So alcohol, physical inactivity. You want to be active.
Again, I have 4 or 5 of these.
Diabetes.
The checklist.
And the last one's personality traits. So they say people who are those hostile, you can just see it. I mean,
angry.
Donald Trump, you think he has low blood pressure?
No.
Hell no.
No.
I mean, that guy's going to blow blow his hairpiece right off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a hairpiece. It's real. Never mind.
Yeah.
But it's more, hypertension is more common among those personality traits. Anxious, stressed, depressed, those the people who just have all the hostility. So what do you do? There's also some medication that can do it. So non-steroidals, aspirin, Advil can certainly make your blood pressure go up, and partially because of the salt. Antidepressants, decongestants with pseudoephedrine in them, like the Claritin D's, make your blood pressure go up. And obviously things like meth and cocaine. So these people who have, you know, a head bleed after cocaine ingestion, shoots their blood pressure up, and they have an intracerebral bleed.
Wow.
Probably because of big use of a big shoot up in blood pressure and then a head bleed.
My sister used to go ahead, John's wife used to go ahead, and I used to take this thing called Primatene Mist. They yanked it off the counter.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I know, but it worked. But Renee would have a cow about that. My sister would have an absolute cow. Are you not taking it? I'm like, what? It's fine. She's like, no, it's not fine. So, because that was a shot of adrenaline, or man, that
it
you
was.
Would just yeah.
It was like probably cocaine.
I don't think
it wasn't quite that.
But
bad.
it was.
But
epi.
Monster.
Well, I do this only on special occasions. I don't. It's not like I drink this stuff every day.
He only does it on a day that ends in a Y.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Thank you, Rob.
I have never had, and believe me, I drink caffeine, but I've never, ever had a Monster or anything like, never had a 5-hour energy, never had a Monster.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now,
I'm telling you.
I've had the 5-hour energy, and it has actually made me jittery.
Yeah
it didn't.
Now,
really.
I can drink coffee all day long, but the 5-hour energy seems to make me almost
and
nervous.
I bet it made your blood pressure go up.
Probably my blood, okay.
So people that I see in the ED, it's like, okay, your blood pressure's up, and then start going through stuff. You know, are you overweight? Yes. What's your diet like? Blah, blah, blah. Do you exercise? And then you can start doing some things like, you know, they call it a DASH diet, which is rich in potassium, magnesium, calcium, protein, and low in fat. So, you know, it's a tough diet for the three of us, obviously. but weight loss, certainly exercise, decrease your alcohol intake. And then if that's not working, then you start need to be taking some medication, Michael.
Yeah, okay.
Which one are you on, you know?
I don't know. It's pink.
It amazes
me. And he's
me.
Not pregnant.
He amazes me that through.
That's all I know. I'm gonna go home and take it, all right? Jeez almighty.
So the common ones.
I'll wash it down with a beer.
It's pink. Thiazide diuretics. And a beer. No, what do they call those drinks? These are bad. It's the caffeine plus alcohol drinks. There's a name.
Oh,
for
God,
them,
I have no
these
idea.
Kids drink them.
Oh, you mean they mix it? Like
Red Bull.
No, like, no.
With alcohol.
It is, but there's actually a drink that comes already pre-mixed. It's
get out of here.
High in caffeine and high in alcohol.
Oh,
yeah, it's a big drink for...
Really? College kids or something?
College kids, yeah.
No,
it's probably really? Like drinking vodka and what Red Bull.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a classic when all the kids, I guess, drink that.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Vodka, Red Bull. What a
I don't really like either of them.
God.
Anyway,
I'm just
thiazide diuretics. You're just getting sold. Thiazide diuretics, calcium channel blockers, ACE inhibitors, and
what's an ACE?
Angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitor.
Rob, I'm sorry I asked that question. I apologize. Just to you personally.
So here's the bottom line, because I know we're getting pretty highbrow here. Yeah, right. Here's the bottom line. It is a silent killer. So if your blood pressure is up and it's consistently up, you need to deal with it. You, both of you.
Okay.
Right now.
Why does he look at me and you?
Just because he's got the mothership again hovering out the window.
No, I'm just saying, if your blood pressure's up, this is serious.
Well, I'm glad I learned that. Yeah. See, usually I'm just non-compliant. I don't really care.
Jeez. I figured,
ice and tape, man. That's what I figured.
That is the era.
Rub some dirt on it.
No, that's the ice and tape era, man.
All right. So what's the question of the day?
Question of the day. It comes in from, this is Bob Schmelz. From Tucumcari.
Quit using their last name.
Bob. Well, it's out of the bag. It's the Schmelz family from Tucumcari. So he writes, when I run, I cough. Usually or often I cough at the end of my run. Is this normal?
So the short answer is, it depends. But a lot of times people have exercise-induced asthma. And I actually think, as I recall, you do.
Yeah.
Don't you wheeze when you run? And I have too occasionally. And it's just bronchospasm. And a lot of times you can wheeze or you can cough. So that's definitely one reason of the people wheeze when they exercise or cough when they exercise. It's exercise-induced bronchospasm. And it usually is self-limiting. It goes away over time pretty quickly.
Yeah, after the event of exercise, it goes away.
After the event of exercise.
Okay.
And that's why I don't exercise today. No, I don't want to wheeze.
I think that's smart. Yeah.
Rob, I've got the list. There's another one. Doesn't exercise because... Yeah.
Okay,
hates wheezing.
Okay, a little pink pill boy. Okay, quick funny story. I was driving north towards home. I had gone down and let people in the urgent care. Kaylee was in the back seat, and it was right around. It was right in the.
That's
holidays.
His daughter.
The daughter Kaylee. She was probably four. Right around the holidays, and it was a Toys for Tots thing with the Harley motorcycle dudes.
Which Rob and I are both the cockles of our heart right now are warmed by the thought of the. Toys for Tots.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful thing.
So this guy on a Harley with a big leather jacket, and I was holding a ton of stuffed animals in his arms as he was turning right on red. He kind of rolled through it and crossed two lanes of traffic, and I ran over him. And all the stuff.
And so not your
fault.
And he
was wearing a Santa's hat. No, he got the ticket. I literally ran over Santa.
So did you run over him or just to hit him?
Well, I hit him, and I ran up over the bike. He rolled down the street with this big wallet. I was like, da-dump, da-dump, da-dump. Kaylee in the back seat. Starts crying, you killed Santa. Because all the stuffed animals go over the car. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes.
At the end of it all, was he okay?
So at the end of all, he was okay. But it's actually a funny story. So I get out, and the police show up, and the paramedics show up, and the paramedics, I knew him, and they're like, God, Doc, you're running over people now. Are you bored? So this guy, I'm trying to take care of him, and I said, hey, I'm doctor, blah, blah, just lay here. Let me feel your neck. He's like, you've done enough. So the police show up, and they give the poor guy a ticket, and we switch kids, and now Michael's in the car with me. And I said, is there something I can do for you? And he's like, I said, let me take the stuffed animals and drop them off at your house. So they were all marred and covered with dirt and stuff. So he gives me his address. We drop the stuffed animals off. I tell Michael, who's seven, I go, God, Michael, I do not want to see this guy because he's going to push his bike back home. He's a mile away from his house. So we go the long way. And sure enough, I drive by the guy pushing his Harley down the street back home, roll down my window. You sure there's nothing we can do? No.
So Haven't you done enough?
Yeah, he calls me like a week later and he goes, hey, my bike's been like $1,600. Would you like to chip in to fix it? And I go, well, you got the ticket. It was your fault. And as I recall, you have insurance. Well, yeah, but I don't want to claim it. I was hoping, because you're a doctor, I was hoping you would pitch in a little bit.
Oh, sure. You're rich, man. Yeah. You're a rich doctor.
Did you tell him the undercarriage of your vehicle needs some work?
It did.
And could you pitch in $2,300?
Yeah, no, it definitely did.
Yeah, there's a hunk of skin on my tailpipe, buddy. Why don't you come over here and get this off?
Mr. Sensitivity. Okay, so the prescription for you two jamokes. Pink pill, whatever the hell it is.
I don't know, but
more blue pill.
I'm running out. I threw the blue pills away. No, don't want them. I hate headaches.
Health to us in 2018.
Amen, brothers. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you. Have a great one, guys.
Thanks for listening to the Scrub Brothers Show. Every week, putting the body back together right here. Listen live or on demand 24/7. Join us next week for your appointment with the Scrub Brothers.